We all went to this little like sports grill bar dive down the street and had several drinks. I had enough gin and tonics to make my fatty daddy proud. And sang like Bohemian Rhapsody and Love and Touch and Squeezin' by Journey. And I started off with the Humpty Dance. And it was, we just had so much fun.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I started off with the Humpty Dance.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode LEM42 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 13th of June, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, Big Fatty fucked it up again, and I'll explain it. Plus, we've got voice letters. Yes, Big Fatty, can you fuck that up, too? Hello, confusions. Big Fatty, what in the hell does that mean? Are we talking about Mexicans or something? Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Dear Gussie. Y'all, it was a good day in the coal mine. Good day in the coal mine today. Got some things taken care of that I needed to get taken care of. But y'all, I've had the phlegmy throat all afternoon, and I don't know why. Big Fatty, did you do papas at lunch? No, I don't think so. If I did, I didn't realize it. Anyway, Big Fatty, by the way, will you please tell everybody that's playing the draw game that I'm trying to catch up, but I'm terribly far behind. I will do that indeed, y'all. You heard Poodle McNoodle herself saying that she's behind. And y'all, Poodle McNoodle is playing the Words with Friends with Miss Kathy Bacon. Y'all, they're playing on my account, but Poodle McNoodle is playing. And y'all, I gotta tell you, Poodle McNoodle will cheat. She, Big Freddy, don't tell all my secrets. Anyway, so, anyway, y'all, speaking of cheating on the Words with Friends, y'all, I was amazed. I was amazed that we had that convention speech about the new Apple products, and that Paul didn't put out a podcast. Y'all, I could have sworn he would have said, oh, I'm going to get the new next generation MacBook Pro, and I'm going to get me a I don't know what else. But y'all, I was just amazed. But y'all, maybe he was too busy ordering his new next generation MacBook Pro to be able to do a little show. But anyway, y'all, by the way, I'm catching up on some little shows. And y'all, you heard my youngest daughter Nessa at the beginning of today's little show. And y'all, she didn't fall far from the tree. Because, y'all, and it's a juniper tree. Big, fatty junipers on a bush. Well, okay, so, anyway, because, y'all, she loves her tangerine tonic. Dear Gussie. Y'all, in fact, I think I read on the Twitty that she had a dream and was talking in her sleep, and Weena said she was demanding a tangerine tonic with two limes or something. Yeah, y'all, I don't know. You know, these kids nowadays, dear Gussie, Big Fatty, you can say that again. You know, y'all, I don't know. These kids, Big Fatty, y'all are making some of my special spaghetti. Y'all, I've missed it while I was gone. By the way, y'all, I meant to tell you, while I was on a vacation for 10 days in the Florida, y'all didn't gain a pound, didn't lose a pound. So I consider that success. Success. And y'all, you know, I had a little desserts here and there, and a few more carbs than I probably normally would. But y'all, I think, and Lord knows I had more gin than I, Big Fatty, than I normally do. So anyway, y'all, Y'all, believe it or not, believe it or not, y'all, I'm going to go over here to the e-letters just one quick second here. Y'all, I had an e-letter from the resident. I didn't know it wasn't an e-letter. It was a posting to the BFO. Y'all, it was from the resident, self-appointed resident historian of the BFO. And y'all, that's that Brian in Boston, up there, Brian in the Boston. And y'all, where did he post that? Yes, McFadden, you should have looked at this before you should have found out. Oh, there it is, y'all. It was on the Monday show, Alligator Alley. And, y'all, it was concise. It was concise. He just said, you're fat. Big Fatty, he's silly. Y'all, speaking of the BFO, y'all, did you... Big Fatty fucked up the Tuesday show also. Y'all, I had the music playing on top of all other music. And y'all, it's almost like it's a National Ruination Week. And y'all, I fixed it. So maybe some of you got to hear the ruined version, and maybe some of you heard the fixed version. But y'all, I'm gonna try my best to get it right today. Big Fatty, don't promise things you can't keep. But y'all, as a little treat, y'all, have you been over to the BFO, y'all? And I noticed that it did post into the iTunes also, y'all. There's a little movie of Big Fatty doing a little dance. And, y'all, old Digga from up there in the Chicago's, took, that little film strip, and, y'all, it's Big Fatty's doing a little, shaking his booty. Big Fatty, please, we're trying to keep Cheerios down. So, y'all, that George in Atlanta, y'all, you know, I had said on yesterday's little show that, y'all, when I goggled, Big Brother, y'all, that Brother Sinatus came up, and y'all, I couldn't understand why, and, and Brother Sinatus has assured me he's not gonna be on the Big Brother, but y'all, the George in Atlanta, said that, hey, Big Friday, a few months ago, the Goggle began personalized search results, which means any search you do will include the results from your social network sites. So on this morning show, you searched for Big Brother, and Brother Sinatus popped up because he is in one or more of your social networks. And y'all, then there's a little video explaining all that. Y'all, I didn't watch the video, but y'all, that explains it. So y'all, if you goggle fat, Big Fatty will probably pop up. Y'all, speaking of fat, Daniel Biba. Y'all, he's evidently gonna do the no carbs also. But y'all, he says, oh, Big Fatty says anybody can do anything, for 2 weeks, but I'm gonna do it for a month. Y'all, it's gonna be hard not to have any carbs for a month. But, anyway, y'all, before the time gets away from me, I need to do this. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, believe it or not, it is the celebration of exiting of the birth canal for a very special listener of the BFO. Dear Gussie, y'all, it is the celebration day for none other than that Melissa the Confused out there in the California. A Big Fatty, that's lovely. Is that why we were confusions? It was. So, y'all, if you see Melissa the Confused on the Twitty or on the Space Face or anything else, you know, maybe you'll just see her riding down the street. I don't know. But, y'all, just wave at her and say, well, lovely. It's just lovely. And, y'all, she doesn't look a day over 22. So, y'all, she's just as sweet as she can be. And, y'all, I'm saying a lot of that because I'm hoping she'll pick me up at the Aeropuerto, which, of course, we all know is Mexican for Aeropuerto, on that Wednesday before Pride 48 starts. But now, Big Fatty, don't say things like that. It's ulterior motives. Ulterior motives. No, but Melissa, I hope you have I hope you have Big Fatty, quit trying to write something while you're talking. I hope you have a lovely celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, do you think Mama the Confused will bring cake?
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Wendy Cameron, aka the Naughty Nanny, calling you from New York. I wanted to thank you for those wonderful birthday wishes. You absolutely made my day. You are an absolute delight to the airwaves, and we adore you here in New York. So I just wanted to let you know I appreciate your wonderful words. Fuck $2. I cannot wait to meet you in Las Vegas. I am going to hug you so tightly to my ample bosom. You are an absolute delight, Big Fatty. I'm not even going to shower that whole weekend. I'm just going to walk around smelling like bacon. Bye from New York.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is a first-time caller. That is the Naughty Nanny. That is that Wendy Cameron from up there in the Buffalo, New York. So nice they named it after a bison. Big Fatty. But anyway, Wendy, looking forward to seeing you out in Las Vegas. And y'all, we're going to have a little Pride 48 update here after the voice letters. But Wendy, that just sounds lovely for you to just walk around that whole weekend smelling like bacon. You know Big Fatty, he loves his bacon. And y'all, I believe we've got another. Believe it or not, it is another first-time caller.
This is my best whatever yet. So I sent something to someone, and they didn't get it. I don't know why. 3.5-4 weeks ago or whatever, I had one of my sons take it over to the post office. I watched him take it over to the post office. I just live across the street from the post office. So why did I have him take it? Well, because I'm lazy. Okay, so anyway, I had him take it over there, and he mailed it, and it cost $1.65, I think he said. And no, I didn't pay him back, and I'm not going to pay him back. But anyway, it didn't get to the intended recipient. So being the lamb that I am, I'll use a Vader reference, being the lamb that I am, I thought, well, that's okay. I'll just resend the one I have. I'll use one of my old favorites. So I go and I package it up, and I take it over to the post office just now, like 8 minutes ago. And they said, would you like to pay 85 cents for confirmation of receipt? And I said, well, you betcha. 85 cents, can't beat that to get a confirmation. And after I get that, I put a stamp on my oldest son's car payment, and I take it over to the little drop box for the out-of-town envelopes, and by golly, I dropped that tracking thing and the payment in there.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that...
I hope you're not playing this on the show.
Oh, Big Fatty, you're going to be in trouble now. Y'all, the caller did not identify themselves. That's why I thought it was a new caller. But y'all, the voice sounded familiar, and y'all, there was a scent of bacon. But y'all, I see that we've gotten another call from that number. Let's just see if perhaps they identify themselves on this next call. Yes, Big Fatty.
I also forgot to let you know that I added up all the change that I found in the couch cushions drawers, and everything else, and I only have $70.35. So I'm going to come up with a game idea to make drag it out so that I can come up with another $29.65. So I hope everybody that has played will continue to play when I figure out something. If you have an idea yourself, go ahead and throw it out there. Thanks, bye.
Oh. Y'all know that information leads me to believe that might be Miss Kathy Bacon. And Miss Bacon, I do have an idea, and I'll e-letter you that a little bit later on. But y'all, did you hear she found $70 in change in the seat cushions of the sofa and the drawers. Y'all, if my drawers had $70 in change in it, y'all, they'd be down around my ankle. Big Fatty, she's not talking about your underpants. She's talking about your drawers. So, anyway, y'all, our next call today is from the number one fan of the BFO for 2012. Y'all, it's that Gavin.
Hi, Big Fatty, it's Gavin calling again. For some reason, it didn't work on the Big Fatty app. Probably something I did it, whatever. But thank you for the prize package for being the number one fan. I will get plenty of use out of the tablet and the pen, and I will find some insidious use for the stickers. So thank you very much. I'm definitely enjoying it. I'm sorry you didn't get a chance to hear it, but I opened on last Saturday, the 2nd, live on Pride 48 on my little show. So thank you very much, and I am going to enjoy them. And it's wonderful to be Big Fatty's number one fan for 2012. Okay, thank you for calling.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. Oh, well, y'all, that's the number one fan of the BFO for 2012. Y'all, that's Gavin. And, Gavin, you just enjoy your prize package, and, you never know, there may be another little prize that shows up out there in the Las Vegas. Yes, Big Freddy! Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, if you missed the State of the Station little show on Pride 48 last night, y'all, there's only about 10 people in the Cheddar Chat room, so I know most of you probably did miss it. But, y'all, the audio is going to be placed. Now, it's not going to be at pride48.com for right now. But, y'all, we have an alternative site that we're going to have some things posted at. And I'm going to change. All you got to do is go click on Pride 48. Over at the BFO, and it'll take you to the right site. It's pride48.tv. Big Fatty, I didn't know Pride 48 had a TV. Well, they don't. They just have that name. And y'all, we're going to post some things over there until we can get the regular Pride 48 site properly updated. But anyway, so that, just go over to the BFO and click on it over there. But y'all, the links to the last night's and the one before Pride 48 State of the Station shows are going to be posted over there, and I think there'll be other information that's posted over there as well. Now that Adam Burns is going to be taking care of that until the other site's updated properly. And, y'all, he's got mittens. He's got mittens coming in this weekend. And, y'all, you know he's going to have to be bumping some pussy. Big Fatty, please, we don't need to hear about pussy bumping while we're trying to have our Cheerios. Oh! Big Fatty, that music started before the other music was finished. Well, you know, I had to fuck it up somehow. Big Fatty. Y'all, I did have one more call from Miss Bacon, but y'all, the first thing out of her mouth was, please don't play this on the show. So y'all, I'll play that next time. But y'all, and then she went on to say she was looking forward to coming up with another new idea about a contest. Now, y'all, that's what she said in the previous message that she sent. So I'm not quite sure why I couldn't play that on the show. But anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely hump day. And I hope you come back here tomorrow. And while you're waiting, why don't you do like Nessa?
I started off with the Humpty Dance.
Oh, well, yeah, that and some Tanqueray and Tonic.
can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.